Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
We continue with company results, and this time around being released by the Development Bank of Southern Africa. As you would note, one of the key state-owned companies that plays a critical role in facilitating investment and financing of partnerships and the development of key infrastructure development across the African continent. To tell us more about the strong, phenomenal results that have been posted by the business 2 years in a row now, it's been sustainably reporting solid earnings. Boitumelo Mosako joins us. Mosako as the Development Bank of Southern Africa's Chief Executive Officer. Boitumelo, such a pleasure to touch base with you again. I know it's been an incredibly busy day for you.
Yes, it has. Good evening, Gugu, to you and your listeners.
It's been a busy
day. Yes, it has been a...
Yeah, a yes, busy day, but you have good news to share, because when I look at all your metrics, Boitumelo, sustainable earnings increased by 13%, net interest income up by 8%, return on equity also up by 9%. So big, big year of great resilience and strong results for you.
Yes, it is a big year of strong results amid challenging economic environment. But, you know, with gratitude to our shareholder that continues to support us, that's the National Treasury, our board, our investor community, and team DBSA, and our clients, we have navigated, you know, the tough conditions, remained resilient, and we are building on our strength to actually expand our impact.
Let's talk about what those fundamental strengths are, right? Because for many who aren't familiar with how you finance projects, this literally usually takes quite a while. De-risking, working on the right financial partnerships and strategies to ensure that you get the required return on investment from the capital that you roll out. So talk to us about those strengths that have worked in your favor to continue to yield these results.
The strengths that have worked in our favor, firstly, is, you know, our strong governance systems of controls and the you know, the governance structures that we have at the bank, the strength of our board, and in addition to that, you know, it's the, you know, our credit policies, you know, that we implement as an institution, and our value proposition. Our value proposition is our strength, in that we plan infrastructure, we prepare infrastructure, we fund infrastructure, and we build infrastructure and maintain. And when you look at, you know, the work that we have delivered along the infrastructure value chain, and even facilitating investments in this space, we are reporting an impact of 9.3 billion Gugu, you know, in supporting infrastructure across the value chain. And lastly, it's the hard work of Team DBSA that remains a key strength.
100%. You've been putting in a lot of work, and I'm quite keen, you know, as we take a look not only at your income statement but also your balance sheet, you've managed as well, you know, to pay off debt significantly, also have a strong position in terms of your capital. And I'm quite keen to understand, you know, what this does mean for, I guess, capital raising going forward, especially from a global economy where we do see that interest rates in some markets are lower than others. But what does your balance sheet position mean for future prospects when it comes to capital raising initiatives?
Yeah, I mean, when you our balance sheet is a very strong one, and when one looks at our debt to equity ratio, for instance, with our 20 billion callable capital, it's at 105%, and without callable, you know, with callable capital, it's actually 78%, and without callable capital is 105%, and in terms of our regulatory, you know, debt to equity ratio in terms of our act is at 250%. So what that indicates is that there's room to grow, you know, as an institution. We continue to implement our liability management strategy, and that is seen in the numbers, with the reduction in our in our interest expense as we continue to pay off more expensive debt. In addition to that, we also continue to, you know, mobilize as part of our mandate, mobilize our funds globally, you know, whether, you know, raising concessional funds from other development finance institutions internationally. I mean, even though we do know that, you know, there is a decline, especially from the European banks, you know, in terms of ODA, but, you know, we managed to get, you know, quite a bit of support in the year that we are reporting. I mean, we actually raised, you know, one of the best concessional funds facilities in 2025. And we are looking, you know, to diversify more in terms of funds. I think we have a good investment proposition, not only as South Africa, but as a continent in terms of infrastructure. I mean, the infrastructure gap for the continent annually is what, between 140 and 170 billion dollars. So there's a lot of opportunity for investment, for infrastructure in South Africa and on the continent.
Oh, on that note, speaking of infrastructure, I do want us to also make sure that it hits close to home for many of us in municipalities. And looking through your numbers, it does also show that you have specifically tried to identify opportunities where municipalities and key projects there can be rolled out. If I'm not mistaken, around 800 million rand being allocated there. Help us understand, you know, how not only do you make the capital available, but also work with the full spectrum of stakeholders to ensure that the outcomes are delivered, especially given the concerns that are typically raised around infrastructure development at a municipal level, and ensuring that deadlines, governance, and controls are also kept up to speed.
No, I mean, we have dispersed this year 17.5 billion. 22% of that has gone to municipalities. We do not only provide funding to municipalities, Google, we also provide, you know, technical support to munis, yes. And that is, you know, we assist them with infrastructure planning activities, revenue enhancement, asset care, project preparation as well. This year we saw the results of our partner district initiative that we started 2 years ago, where we now have 8 districts that we are working with, and actually have a pipeline of projects across various sectors to the tune of 7.2 billion. And this is a partnership. This is a coalition between ourselves and the municipalities and other partners and private sector partners in those municipalities. The plan, you know, with a partner, a district is to, you know, create infrastructure investment opportunities and create economic opportunities in those municipalities as well. Because Google, you know, the economic growth that we desire in our country, the dignity that we would like to see our citizens living in, is enabled by service delivery at the municipal level, and this is a key sector that we'll continue to support.
100%. Another surprising, and not surprising, but important element that does speak to DBSA and its mandate is not just the bulk infrastructure for the water, the bridge networks and the road network infrastructure, but you also help prioritize funding for small and medium-sized businesses who have also been contracted to deliver on these projects. And from what I understand, they've also received at least 484 million rand in terms of benefits. So you're contributing to growth as well as the prioritization of SMEs. Talk to us about that, because that plays a critical role in a world where ESG and social development is critical in South Africa.
I mean, when you look at our development impact numbers, for instance, we have created direct jobs, by 37 and 99 direct jobs through our financing activities, through our infrastructure delivery division and our development labs program. So those are the stats. And on the SMME side, we have supported SMMEs, and it's more than 11,000 SMMEs that we have supported through our various divisions of the bank, whether it's the investment activities, the IDD infrastructure delivery activities, or the D-Labs. In addition to that, we've also provided training to over 1,600 youth in our D-Labs, providing them entrepreneurial and digital skills.
Understood. Ospeed Dumela, I know it's been a busy day for you and it will continue with the investor roadshows, but congratulations on the earnings again and thank you so much for making time to speak to us tonight.
Thank you, Gugu.
Thank you. Boitumelo Mosako, Development Bank of Southern Africa's Chief Executive Officer, helping unpack the development agency's financial results.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959. Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.